So he gets out in 45, and then I believe he makes the roster for good with the Boston Braves then in 1946.
Yes.
And that's then when he marries your mother in August of that year.
They stayed in touch throughout the war years, and when he came back, the relationship blossomed.
What was your mother doing at the time? What profession?
She worked as a legal secretary for, I think it was Dow Chemical Company.
Where?
In Tulsa.
The two pitchers combo, one of the greatest combos, would be Warren Spahn and Johnny Sain. In 1948, the team went to the World Series, and Warren Spahn and Johnny Sain were a great combination, pitching the Braves to their first pennant since 1914. What do you know about Johnny Sain?
I met Johnny later in life because I was born in 48, actually right before the World Series. But John wanted to get into the Hall of Fame so badly. He was a very nice man. Dad admired him greatly. Just being around him at various old-timers games and golf tournaments and things like that, I got to know him.
And he went on to become a pitching coach.
Yes.
Johnny Sain.
Yes, he did.
There was a little poem that went around. First we'll use Spahn, then we'll use Sain, then an off day followed by rain. Back will come Spahn, followed by Sain, and followed, we hope, by 2 days of rain.
Yes. You know, I had not realized the statistics of that, but I think Dad and Johnny won 9 straight ball games with rain in between them.
Okay, so that's probably how that came about.
That's where that came from, and I think that was 48.
To show your dad was such a strong pitcher, on September 6th, he threw a 14-inning, 2-1 win over the Dodgers, in which he picked off Jackie Robinson. So he became known as the pitcher who could go 13, 14 innings, and then we'll talk about the greatest game that was ever pitched later on. But he had that kind of strength. In later life, as he reflected on pitchers who today, maybe if they go 7 innings, they say they had a quality game. And then we bring in closers and relievers and that type of thing. Did he have a comment about that?
Oh, yeah. He hated the pitch count. He didn't feel like that was a necessary thing at all. He always said the hitter tells you the story. If the hitter is hitting line drives, hitting the ball hard, then maybe it's time to come out. But he did not like pitch counts. He did not like 6 or 7 inning quality starts. He didn't want anybody to come in and relieve him because he felt like he was better than who they were going to bring in. In fact, he had many a conversation with his managers on the mound talking about bringing him out of the ball game, and he'd say, "Who you got better? Let me pitch out of this." And most of the time he did.
Mm-hmm.